Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day when we are counting down the hours, literally, until they actually begin counting the votes in the New Hampshire primary. Obviously, most of the attention is on the Republican primary. There is also a Democratic primary going on, though President Biden is not on the ballot. Now, that has led a number of the people who are enthusiastic about President Biden getting reelected to try a write-in campaign. It is considered by all political experts to be entirely possible that President Biden will underperform as an incumbent, that he might even get less than half of the votes as a write-in candidate for president. How did he get into this anomalous situation? It has to do with his desire to change the dating and the scheduling of the New Hampshire primary. He didn't want New Hampshire to be the first primary, and the difficulty is there is a law passed by the New Hampshire legislature years ago that says they are always supposed to have the earliest primary. That's part of why they moved their primary to much earlier, much closer to Iowa than it ever has been before. And the difficulty here is that this primary that they're holding is basically what they used to just call a beauty contest. It's to see how much people like Marianne Williamson or Dean Phillips, who is the only serious contender against President Biden for the Democratic nomination. But it also means that because people can only vote for Biden by writing in his name, they are saying that the returns will come in much more quickly for Republicans. Now, this is not because they're giving Republicans special treatment. It's because when you are authenticating ballots, write-in ballots take longer. And no one is expecting a write-in ballot when there are only two surviving Republican candidates. And I don't mean surviving as in alive, but I mean as in politically alive. This clearly could be the effective end of the line for Nikki Haley if she gets crushed. And Margaret Hoover, yes, who is the granddaughter of the President Hoover, she was on CNN. She is a commentator for CNN and talked about what is at stake in this particular primary battle between Donald J. Trump, who running for his third nomination for the presidency, and running against Nikki Haley, the two-term governor of South Carolina and former UN ambassador. This is clip seven.
Look, I had an opportunity to visit with Governor Sununu about this last week on my PBS program, and he said that, you know, a strong second in a two-person race, which to me is not a win. But, you know, it seems to me as though...
You're either going to come in one or two.
Yeah. If you're two in a two-person race, that's a loss to me. Yeah. But they're all talking margins, mm-hmm. and that's how they're measuring it. If Trump has 12 to 15 points ahead, it's hard to see how she wins. If she's within 4 to 6, I think that is a strong second-place finish, which gives her a degree of momentum and frankly, credibility to go back to donors and say, help me push this through, at least through South Carolina, and see what we can do in South Carolina, which is admittedly an incredibly difficult race for her.
Okay. The truth of the matter is, I think that the number that I have heard people use in New Hampshire is 7. if she's within 7 points of President Trump, then that could genuinely be considered a victory, because it would put her way ahead of the polling and would indicate that President Trump may have been a little bit premature when he's inviting all of the other candidates who had dropped out of the race, not including Chris Christie, not including Asa Hutchinson, who was on with us on the program today, but including people like Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott and Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota. Those candidates who have dropped out of the race and endorsed President Trump. There's a great effort on the part of the Trump campaign to try to consolidate support around President Trump. And one of the reasons they're so eager to do this is because they have all these legal proceedings coming up. And no, they do not expect good news. For instance, there is that fraud trial where the judge is supposed to be handing down his judgment, and it is a judge's judgment about whether they are going to be fining the Trump companies for $370 million and whether or not the Trump company family business will be banned from doing any further business in the state of New York. There are various legal judgments that are going to be handed down for regarding Trump's claim that presidents need absolute immunity for anything that they've done. In other words, they are going to be beyond the law, above the law, for anything that someone does while president of the United States. The chances of the judges of the appellate court who are hearing this case first, it may or may not go to the Supreme Court. My guess is that it's going to be unanimous among the three judges in the appellate court panel, and they are going to say, no, the idea is not in the Constitution that the president should have total immunity for anything he does. And that would follow the path of previous jurisprudence concerning President Nixon and President Clinton, where they both had unanimous judgments against them, trying to shield them from application of the law that any non-presidential human being would receive. And when that happens, and when the Supreme Court affirms by not taking the case, the judgment in that case, all of this will begin to pile up. And I think that part of the insistence on President Trump trying to settle this campaign before any of that develops, before he has to face the trial with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith for his role in the riots, some people say insurrection, of January 6th of 2001. Getting that taken care of beforehand is important to Trump, and which is why the celebrations would be extremely ecstatic if President Trump wins by a big margin and brings an end to the Nikki Haley campaign. She has said she will continue even no matter how she performs. She's already purchased ads for South Carolina. You may take note that Ron DeSantis had promised that he would continue even after his second place showing in Iowa, after having visited all 99 counties and ending up with only 21% of the vote. She will do better than that in New Hampshire. How much better? I think that, again, it's going to come down to how big that margin is on behalf of President Trump. If she somehow actually wins tonight, like she did in Dixville Notch, and Dixville Notch, where they counted the votes at midnight, she got all six of the registered voters, the two independent voters and four Republicans in Dixville, Notch, New Hampshire, voted for Nikki Haley. So are the celebrations out of control at Haley headquarters? Not exactly. We will be right back with more and how this impacts all of it what is going on with the gubernatorial race here in the state of Washington. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedVed member.
This is so cool.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are not only ramifications from the New Hampshire primary for obviously the presidential race, but also for races at every level. because one of the things that has been a characteristic of the Trump era has been that generally the Republicans running for the House of Representatives, where the Republican margin now is down to 2 seats because of various resignations and the removal of George Santos, it's very close. And when President Trump was first elected in 2016, remember, he had a minority of the votes of the country at large. 3 million more votes went to Hillary Clinton. And the very first time he was facing a midterm election, he lost 43 seats and lost control of the House, which had been controlled by the Republicans with a healthy majority, not huge, but still one that was operative and more operative and functional than the majority that we have now. The difficulty that Trump had was that his popularity as president never went above 50%. At least Biden started with above 50%. He has now, of course, also sunk well below that. Nikki Haley, making a speech on the final day of the campaign, found a Trump voter who interrupted her speech and did so in a particularly insulting and unconventional way. It sounded like this, clip 6.
But you know what? We've got a lot on the line here. We really do. And you look at what's happening in this election.
Yes.
Yes.
Marry me.
Are you going to vote for me? get out of here.
okay, a cheerful interruption if it was not entirely coherent. There are other races in the country that are going to be very important in determining the future of the party balance. And basically, the effort to control the U.S. Senate is very, very much up for grabs. And what's fascinating there is they had a debate last night in California where the four top candidates vying to replace Senator Feinstein all took the stage together at the first debate. Now, how is it that they ran with the three Democratic candidates, Adam Schiff and Barbara Lee and Katie Porter, and the one Republican candidate, who is Steve Garvey? Yes, that's Steve Garvey, the former first baseman and very popular major leaguer. But the way that they do primary elections now in California, and it's the same way in the state of Oregon, is that everybody is together. There's no cutoff between Republicans and Democrats. And so these people are all competing with one another, and because there are three major Democrats and only one Republican, there is a reasonable chance that Steve Garvey, based upon the polls, could actually make it to the general election. And so people would have a choice of a Republican candidate. And, of course, part of what happened last night is he would not answer, Steve Garvey, would not answer the question of whether or not he was going to back President Trump for the White House if President Trump is the nominee. And why is Steve Garvey hesitating to support President Trump if he's the Republican nominee? Because he wants to win the election for the U.S. Senate. And President Trump is epically unpopular in the state of California. And what happened is when he said that that he would not answer about backing Trump in his White House bid, then Katie Porter, one of his rivals, a congresswoman, very liberal congresswoman from California, said, well, California, I think what they say is true. Once a Dodger, always a Dodger. Ba-dum-bump. Yes, Steve Garvey, of course, a a very popular member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here in Washington, we also have a very strong candidate for the governorship. Dave Reichert had won 7 different elections for Congress, had been sheriff for King County, and he recently visited some notorious homeless encampments and drug hotspots in Seattle to see the ongoing humanitarian crisis. Here's what he said afterward in audio that was taken by Jonathan Cho of the Discovery Institute. Listen.
All these people said they want to leave, but I have talked to people who say, no, I'm fine right where I am. But they're suffering from, again, substance abuse or mental illness. And we expect them to make a decision that is in their best interest. That's not going to happen. We've enabled people to be homeless. We just give them needles, we give them condoms, we give them aluminum foil to do their drugs, and then we drive away. They get food, we drive away. And so they begin to believe that, okay, this is the way it is. Our government's not even listening to the people that are out here on the street and know how to address this issue. The whole idea of providing housing first and just shoving somebody into a abandoned hotel and expecting people to all of a sudden get better because now they have a place to live is ridiculous. You've got to address the substance abuse and the mental illness in order for this to be successful.
Look, I think that's very true. And it's exactly the right way for a viable candidate for governor of Washington, where we haven't had a Republican governor in this state since the 80s. I mean, it's you're talking about 40 years ago. And the idea that Dave Reichert, according to some polls, early polls about the governor's race, we don't yet know for sure who his Democratic opponent is going to be, though it's probably going to be the Attorney General, Rob Ferguson. But look, this could be a very exciting step forward for the Republican Party. Do I think that that Dave Reichert's chances of actually winning the election are going to be helped if Trump is the nominee? No, I think they will be harmed if Trump is the nominee. But then again, that may be inevitable based upon how these votes come in a matter of just hours in New Hampshire. More about an attempt to have government regulate your selfies. Sexy selfies. Good idea. This seems like a terrible idea. We'll come right back on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You always butt into everybody. You never give anybody a chance to finish. You give them a chance to talk, but whenever you want. I don't know why you profess such hate against people if they don't agree with you.
Michael Medved.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary election. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches across the central U.S. through Wednesday. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. So far, roughly 11,000 utility customers are reported to be without power in Texas. No other widespread power outages were reported as of late Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
CNN is just releasing some of the exit polling that doesn't show how many votes Trump is going to get or how many votes Nikki Haley is going to get. But with the New Hampshire primary, they found out some news, some of which would be very encouraging to Trump supporters. One bit of news that should be very encouraging to Nikki Haley supporters and may indicate that she will make this race closer than people had anticipated. That good news for Nikki Haley first is that the electorate was relatively closely divided between voters registered as Republicans and those registered as undeclared. That's New Hampshire's term for independent voters. And in New Hampshire, if you're a Democrat, you can't vote in the Republican Party. But if you're undeclared, you can. And the polling that has been done so far showed Nikki Haley far ahead among the undeclared voters, but Trump far ahead among those who are registered as Republicans. And again, this is one of the reasons that President Trump had said things like, Nikki Haley is trying to infiltrate the Republican Party with undeclared and Democratic voters. Well, if they are evenly divided, the electorate is closely divided between voters who are registered Republicans and voters who are registered independents, That may indicate that Nikki Haley could make this a very close race. The other bit of news, however, is that two-thirds of the primary voters describe themselves as conservative, and that nearly one-quarter call themselves very conservative. And one-third describe themselves as moderates. Liberals did not appear to make a big showing on the Republican Party. That's very good news for President Trump, because in the polling that they've done so far in New Hampshire, he is way ahead with people who call themselves very conservative and conservative, whereas Nikki Haley does enjoy a substantial margin with people who see themselves as moderate. We will see how this goes. Now, what we're talking about here is a Republican constituency, Republican and undeclared, in a very small state that does not necessarily reflect what is going on in the rest of the country. One of the things that's going on in the rest of the country is that the Oscar nominations were announced today with some real surprises. One of the surprises is the victory, which was fairly lopsided, of Oppenheimer over Barbie. Barbie got 8 Oscar nominations. It did not get a nomination for Margot Robbie. And even more shocking, it did not get a nomination, although it was nominated for Best Picture, Barbie. It did not get a nomination for Best Director. Greta Gerwig was very widely expected to be nominated for Best Director. She didn't make it. And there are all kinds of cries that is because of sexism. The 4 of the 5 nominees for Best Director were, in fact, male. And the surprise that, I guess, closed out Greta Gerwig was Justine Triet, who directed Anatomy of a Fall, which was seen by dozens of American moviegoers. And I am going to catch up with it. It was nominated for Best Director and Best Picture. It is a French film. The other nominee, Barbie, got 8 nominations. Oppenheimer got 13. The all-time record for nominations is 14. So Oppenheimer doing very well. People love that A-bomb. The other peculiar and surprising aspect of the Oscars has to do with the Best Actress nominees. The Best Actress nominees, everyone expected that Carey Mulligan would get nominated for Maestro, where she plays Felicia Montalegre, the wife of the late musician, conductor, composer Leonard Bernstein. Everyone expected that Lily Gladstone would be nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. She would become the first Native American Best Actress winner if she wins. But some of the surprises... Annette Bening was nominated for Best Actress for Naiad. And, I this is a very hard role. A lot of it she had to play in the water, basically trying to recapture some magic as the swimmer Diana Naiad, who at the age of 64 actually swam between the Florida Keys and Cuba, and an astonishing achievement. But in terms of an acting nomination for basically a stunt performance, and then Anatomy of a Fall, an actress named Sandra Hüller got nominated there, and again, not at all expected. Also, Carey Mulligan from Maestro, as I mentioned, and Emma Stone from Poor Things, a film that I can't recommend. In any event, the Oscars are going forward, like it or not. The Best Picture nominees. This year, almost all of the Best Picture nominees are actually pretty interesting, intriguing, and impressive films. The exceptions would be Poor Things, which was nominated for Best Picture, which I can't even really describe the plot on a family show. But American Fiction and The Holdovers and Killers of the Flower Moon and Maestro and Past Lives and Oppenheimer and Zone of Interest were all nominated for Best Picture and all seem to have deserved it. Do we deserve a new piece of legislation that would ban sending sexy selfies unless you happen to be married?
Hot dog.
There is an anti-porn bill in Oklahoma, so extreme, they say in Reason magazine, that it could even make sexting outside of marriage a crime. The wide-ranging bill would make merely viewing obscene materials a felony. It would also restrict unlawful porn distribution and production, with enforcement possible through both criminal prosecution and private lawsuits, and make it a misdemeanor to pose for, exhibit, or publish unlawful porn. And, of course, it would define these terms to include a huge array of sexually charged adult activity. It's part of a wave of conservative plans targeting a very broad definition of porn, First Amendment be damned, they say in Reason magazine, that threatens not just hardcore pornography, but all sorts of erotic expression. The measure comes from a state senator in Oklahoma named Dusty Devers, which sounds like a made-up name, but it's not. Would this affect sending sexy pictures, intimate pictures to your boyfriend or girlfriend? It would if they were unmarried. This would be very difficult to enforce, and maybe the government might want to choose more important priorities. We will be right back.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member.
So beautiful.
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
So beautiful.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And big news here at the MedVed Show, the news of our flash sale. Just for a few days, we have added a 50% off opportunity for you to get an annual basic MedHead subscription. That makes the cost, are you ready? Cost $29.95 for an entire year. That breaks out to about $2.50 per month. You can take advantage of that with all of the accessibility to our show, either to live stream it or to download it anytime you want, downloading it without commercials, by the way. That's for $2.50 a month. If you go to michaelmedved.com, you can listen live or on demand. Go to michaelmedved.com, use the promo code MEDHEAD. And it also provides you with all kinds of other material, particularly if you become a MEDHEAD Plus member, where there's also a tremendous break in price. Commercial-free archive of the Michael Medved radio show, podcast. You can listen on demand 24/7. These are if for people who get annual subscriptions. You also have access to In the Light of History podcast and all of our MedVed history shows, more than 100 of them that are available through the MedVed History Store. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Jim Clyburn, congressman from South Carolina, who is a Democrat, so he's not involved in the upcoming South Carolina primary that where Nikki Haley is hoping to stay alive a little bit longer and competing with President Trump. Jim Clyburn, speaking to Bloomberg, was very critical of Governor Haley. Why? Because Governor Haley expressed what I think many, many Republicans, most Republicans, but in fact most Americans believe, which is that Kamala Harris should not become president of the United States. This is Congressman Clyburn, clip 9.
You know, when I saw that come from Nikki Haley, I was very, very disappointed. Because that's, to me, is a dog whistle. This is all about someone trying to instill fear in people. People who fear Kamala Harris. She is nobody to fear. She is a red-blooded American woman who has preparation that few women have, and she ought to be treated with dignity and respect. And I really feel that is a source of basic just not goodness.
Okay, basically, for somebody like Nikki Haley, who is on the opposite party, by the way, to say that she doesn't think that Kamala Harris is suitable to be the president of the United States, or vice president for that matter, here is Kamala Harris on being branded as incapable. Clip four.
You hear candidates suggesting that a vote for President Biden, because of his age, is somehow a vote for you, and that is hurled as an insult. It's intended to demonstrate some negative viewpoint towards you. What is your reaction to this thought that with your background in particular, with your career, that there is some thought that you are incapable?
Well, I think that most women who have risen in their profession, who are leaders in their profession, have had similar experiences.
Mm.
I was the first woman to be elected district attorney. I was the first woman to be elected attorney general of the state of California. And I'm the first woman to be vice president. And I love my job.
And she loves her job. How about Nikki Haley? Has she ever been called incapable by some of her political opponents? Well, of course she has. And the idea is, the notion that she is called incapable because a woman of color, and yes, Nikki Haley, because of her Indian background on both sides, counts as a woman of color. One woman of color calls another woman of color incapable. That amounts to a dog whistle. Really? I mean, it seems like a trumped-up charge, you'll pardon the expression. Speaking of charges, there is a new movie. It is coming out for wide release a couple of weeks from now. But it's a faith-based film by the same people who did The Sound of Freedom, which is one of the more successful faith-based productions of all time. And this film is about the true story of the first American, happened to be Italian-American, who became a saint of the Catholic Church. The name of the film? Cabrini. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
At the end of the 19th century, an Italian nun is ordered by the Pope to travel to the United States to help impoverished immigrants deal with illness and oppression in the true story of the woman who became America's first Catholic saint. It's called Cabrini.
If we are to build an empire of hope, it means we must first conquer New York.
This is how I learned to live in America.
The Italian actress Cristiana Del Anna comes across as a force of nature, as did the real-life Mother Cabrini. And the veteran actors John Lithgow and David Morse are also formidable in supporting roles. The movie moves at a slow, monumental pace for its 2.5-hour running time, while focusing only on a few crucial years in Mother Cabrini's amazing life. It's rated PG-13 for some incidents of violence and pain, emphasizing the deep prejudice against Italian immigrants in the late 1800s. 2.5 stars for the impressive and occasionally inspiring Cabrini. And on the Michael Medved show, we are going to be watching very closely some of the returns that come in from New Hampshire that are going to be beginning to come in a couple of hours. The exit polls have already begun to be reported. Tomorrow on the show, John Bolton, the former national security advisor to President Trump, has said he hasn't decided whether he would vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. He sees what is happening in 2024 makes him afraid. Why would John Bolton, who's a pretty fearless guy, be afraid? We will get to that Wednesday on the Medved Show. We'll also talk about the prediction business and how right or how wrong the polling and predictions were concerning the very important primary in New Hampshire. And the TikTok tunnel girl is not alone. This is actually a fairly bizarre kind of hobby. Hobby tunneling is a rare but not yet unheard of pastime that has produced frustrated neighbors, media frenzies, and at least one state landmark. We will cover that and the latest exposure of the tunnels in Gaza, which are quite something very, very different. I'm also planning to take a look at what the returns from New Hampshire mean for the rest of this election year. I'm going to be writing something about that for our Substack, and you can subscribe today for our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context. We'll be doing New Hampshire in context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. You can go directly to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for my uncensored take on current controversies. Let us hope, if nothing else, that there's no controversies about voting irregularities in the state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire is actually a very, very cool state, and I mean cool in terms of being likable and endearing and unforgettable and beautiful, by the way, not just it being cold as it usually is in January. We will be warming ourselves by some of the realizations for the future in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.